This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Joe Biden's just very online. I guess that's all it
maybe.
Is.
Maybe.
Right?
That's what he was referencing.
He was referencing the Celtics or the Balls guys. He's a big fan of Scooby Greenberg, as Kendrick Perkins calls him. Stool Greenberg over there, the barstool guy. He covers the Celtics. Big time honk. We used to interview him a lot, Jones and I. And this was back before the Celtics were winning anything. And he's been consistent. He was, you know, back then, same thing. You know, it's the best team in the league, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if Joe Biden is on that same track or not, but he was there yesterday. He presented the Celtics. Well, the Celtics presented him, I should say, with the trophy and a couple of jerseys, one for him, one for Kamala Harris.
She was not there.
Did not see her. Not that disappointed to not see her. I am disappointed, though, that Joe Mazzulla didn't speak.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed that he didn't get to grab that bully pulpit and let the world, the great, you know, because NBA fans sort of know about him now. But that would have been, I feel like he had the chance to really introduce himself to the rest of the world with this. You know,
literally.
Get up there and let everybody into the mind of Joe Mazzulla. I feel like, I don't know, there's maybe some people who weren't ready for that, you know? It takes a while to sort of get used to the Joe Mazzulla experience.
He's grown on me. I wasn't a
me
real
too.
Big fan early on.
Right. It's not, it's jarring at first.
And then you embrace it. You're like, oh, that's kind of who he is.
Yeah.
This isn't really an act. It's kind of who he is. I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
He seems more comfortable now. Now, if you do these, you know how everything at the White House is like a matter of record? Like
yes.
Everything, if you talk on the phone, there's a transcript.
Everything, yeah.
Are these included? So like if Joe Mazzulla spoke yesterday, he would go into, like, the archives.
Presidential records.
Yeah, it'd be in the records. Sure.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
I definitely would have wanted to that. Well, unless you say something really dumb and that's there forever.
Yeah, or something insane.
Yeah, right. I don't know if it'd be dumb much
one
more
thing
insane.
Or the other.
Yeah.
Offensive.
The Celtics tonight are taking on the Wizards in D.C. They were in D.C. yesterday, obviously, to meet Biden. They're taking them on tonight. They are 16.5-point favorites, according to our friends over at FanDuel. And I think they might even win by more than that, because this is an NBA Cup game, remember? And the Celtics lost their first Cup game to the Pacers, I want to say. They won the second one on Tuesday, beating Cleveland. Only beat them by three. They only beat the Raptors by three, too, you remember.
First
oh, it was the Hawks that they lost to, right, not the Pacers.
They did lose to the Pacers, but not a Cup
right,
game.
It wasn't a Cup game. That's true. So here we are, and I would imagine if they're we'll find out now what this team thinks about the NBA Cup. We'll find out now if they give a crap about it, if they give a crap about winning it or even competing in it, because this is exactly the type of game against the type of team that you run the score up on and leave the starters in and all that other stuff. You know, like this is when that happens in a game like this, if you care about the tournament. Now, You don't care about it, right?
I do not.
Stiz, do you care about the NBA Cup?
No.
No?
It's fake.
Now, I'm with Scal. If I was some guy working for the Celtics that might get an extra $200,000 bonus,
I would care.
Or all
it,
the players are going to put theirs in a pot and I could get even more than that, I would absolutely care. That's hitting the lottery.
Definitely.
But if I'm Jason Tatum or any of these guys, now I want to win.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be embarrassed. Right. I want to continue to pile up wins. I do think you're
But do you leave the starters in the fourth quarter when you're up 22 and, like, you
know
is
you
that what you're going
to
do?
The Wizards allow the most points in the NBA.
Yeah.
124.7 a game.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the worst point differential. Minus 14.8 per game.
And that's against everybody.
Yes.
And you're supposed to be the best team in the NBA. And you're supposed to have the deepest bench. And you're supposed to have guys on the bench like Pritchard who can score on anybody, right? So I feel like this could be one of those Jaylen Brown games where, yeah, we'll just let Hauser and Pritchard score a bunch of points and blow them out and get us the points we needed. So it's basically just an average game for the Wizards is all you're looking for. Beat them by 15.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Ish.
15-ish. I don't know exactly what they need in order to in
Does
terms
anybody?
Of points, but the more the better. I know that. Like, point differential ends up being a thing at the end of these things.
More, like that guy in Star Wars.
Right.
Yelling, more.
By the way, the Celtics, in the ESPN's latest power ranking, dropped down to third. How about that?
Behind
Cleveland and Golden State.
Okay.
Cleveland at 15-1, Golden State's 10-3. That's the same amount of losses as the Celtics. Celtics are 12-3. And
but
it's
they
funny
beat you head-to-head on your court in a game that you were supposed to want to win above every game this season.
Yes, that's true.
So screw you, I'm ahead of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple as that. Oklahoma City dropped down to 4. They're 11-4. And again, I mean, they're in the top 3 still, so it's not like they've plummeted or anything like that. But I really wasn't expecting to see the Celtics out of the one spot much of this season, and now they're out of the 2 spot, you know, like now they're down to the 3 spot. So I wonder if this is the type of game where you say, hey, you know, let's reestablish who we are. Let's show everybody what we're all about here. They did just beat Cleveland and ended their undefeated streak, so I think that certainly helped. But they haven't been exactly blowing, like that Raptors game going into overtime against Toronto. Like, Toronto sucks. Even though R.J. Barrett's playing well lately, that's not a good team. And you've struggled with them a little bit. You haven't exactly been rolling over teams lately, and maybe this is the time where they reestablish themselves and sort of show everybody what they're all about. And I think that the Wizards are a good team to do that against because they're terrible. Jordan Poole and Valanciunas and, you know, Kyle Kuzma and those guys, they can't stop you. They're not going to stop you or slow you down or anything. It's going to be over probably at halftime. The question I'm sort of asking and wondering about is how serious do they take it? Are they going to leave starters out there? Are they going to do what you said and just go with their normal rotations and hope that Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser and guys off the bench can go in there and continue with the point differential, which they need if they want to win this tournament? I'm interested in seeing how that all plays out. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Gerard Mayo spoke today, and he spoke in defense of his buddy Alex Van Pelt, who stepped in it yesterday talking about Marcus Jones and, well, which Marcus Jones, I guess, was the question everybody
Google
wanted
it.
To know. Google Marcus Jones. You'll see that he was actually a pretty productive player 2 years ago. And now they all know this, so at least they can move forward there. We'll get to Mayo's comments, Van Pelt's comments as well, and your phone calls right after this.